welcome to the Voice of Westmore. This is Nathan Ruggles here with you, and in studio, as she is, well, almost every time. Sometimes we have other guests, but Harriet Ellenberger of the Westmoreland County Labor Council is in the house.
Well, thank you for having me today.
I enjoy the trip.
I always do.
I'm glad you make the trip because it's always great to hear all the latest and greatest. And I know you always come armed with a laundry list of things. But the big thing, obviously, that we need to talk about is the election, first off.
Well, the election in Westmoreland County, I don't know if you're familiar with Westmoreland County, but we're not quite like Allegheny County. We're a little way behind the times, like way behind the times. And even though we had some great volunteers, and I wanted to start out by thanking all the volunteers that helped me and helped in the election on election day and passing out papers, going door to door, making phone calls and doing all those things and that to help our candidates for the election, you know, thank them for doing that.
Of course.
And for being so great at that. The other thing that I wanted to say was that Maria McLaughlin, who was actually the highest vote getter for the Superior Court in Westmoreland County. She was our third. She came in third because we're still working. We're working very hard to get other people involved. And Irene Clark, who was here.
That's right.
Running for Commonwealth Court. She also came in third. But sadly, there was only two positions open. She did not get to be on the Commonwealth Court, and also statewide too. She was third, very close, but not quite enough votes. But we had some local people who ran for school board and for county offices that were successful. Our Christine O'Brien, who was running for prothonotary, won another seat or another term in office, as did the county coroner, Ken Bacha, and our John Peck, who is our district attorney, who was actually unopposed. So they all got back in office. They were in our endorsed candidates, and they were all back in office.
Excellent.
Sadly, our person that we had, Lisa Monzo, for Common Pleas judge, did not make it as judge, but we're going to get her in there sooner or later. She's a wonderful person,
and she deserves
to be a judge.
Well,
she's been working very hard.
To know you have good people that can step up to the plate and run for these spots.
Yes, yes, and we're working on getting more involved, more people involved, and we are getting more people involved. As you know, Nathan, we have a special election coming up for the 18th Congressional District. That was Tim Murphy's district.
Yes.
Who, as I said before, wanted to stay home and spend more time with his family because of some other commitments. And
to put it very, very nicely.
Yeah, that's nice.
Do go on.
And on Sunday, we were going to have a special convention for all the committee people in the 18th district, which it's really exciting and actually historical because they've not ever picked a congressional candidate in this manner before. Actually, the executive board of the Democratic Committee in Pennsylvania has the final say on who is the person. And the executive board's only made up of 50 people. But they've decided, the higher-ups in the Democratic Party, Marcel Grogan, has said that this year, because of the people, they want to get more people involved and be more transparent and just be more active, that they're going to have a special election for all the committee people in the 18th district. And we're doing that on Sunday in Washington, PA, at their high school. So I would like to invite anyone that's in the 18th district that's a committee person, and I'm sure you've been called, I'm sure you've gotten letters from everyone in the committees, in the Democratic Committee in Westmoreland County already. But please, if there's any way you can go to get there, in our area, I am renting a van that holds 15 people. And so far I have 10. that would like to go in the van. So if anyone needs a ride and they live in Latrobe or Greensburg or East Huntington or Scottsdale and they're a committee people and they have not got a ride or would like to just not drive, to contact me. And I'm going to give my phone number if that's okay. Is that okay, Nathan?
Well, that is up to you. You go right ahead.
I will do that. So right now, if you have a pencil and paper, my phone number is 724-423-2878. Now, this is if you need a ride to the convention in Washington, PA on Sunday. And just call me and we'll see if we can pick you up.
And at that convention is where people were going to be expressing their preferences for who would represent the Democratic Party in this special election.
Yes,
correct?
And as I understand it, every candidate will have 5 minutes to speak, which is I was at a forum last night, and that's certainly not long enough to really learn about in depth about a candidate. So I encourage everyone to maybe go online, or I'm sure you've got things in the mail about the candidates, but kind of get some idea of their backgrounds before you go. And then, and I think we should all go with an open mind to see which candidate we feel as a group will best represent our 18th district and who has the best chance to win.
And how many candidates are there at this point?
Right now, we have 7. There's 5 that I know of, and last night at the forum that I had attended, our county chair, Lorraine Petrosky, she said there were 2 more candidates, and she didn't even know their names. So we have 2 more candidates that will be there. But we have Gina Sorelli, who's a Westmoreland County commissioner, a young lady, and past Miss Pennsylvania, as a matter of fact. But she's our county commissioner, and she's one of the candidates. We have Connor Lamb, who's from Allegheny County, and he was a captain in the Marine Corps, and now he's and an attorney, and he's a prosecutor here, I believe, here in Allegheny County. And we have Pam Iovino, which is a very lovely woman, and she's a 23-year Navy captain. And she was Assistant Secretary of the Congressional Affairs for the Department of Veterans Affairs. So she has a very good resume, if I want to say something more.
As a veteran.
As is Connor Lamb. Connor Lamb's a young man. Someone said it reminded them of a young John F. Kennedy. I don't know that I would go that far, but we'll see. And then we have Dr. Solomon, who I have not met, but last night I met a representative for him, and he works in an emergency room in a hospital somewhere in Allegheny County, and is very, very concerned about health care.
Okay.
And then we have Mike Crossey, who's the PSEA president, which is the largest labor union in Pennsylvania. And he also was here with me and a good friend. And he's a great person and very concerned. And he was running long before Murphy decided
to spend more time with his family. He was planning on running against Murphy in the general election next fall, a year from now.
Yes. So he's been working in meeting people and getting to know the issues in our area, and just a really warm, fantastic person. So anyway, that's about the special election, and I think we just really need to encourage people to get there and to vote.
Now, do we have a date yet for
the special election? Yes, it's in March 13th is the actual date of the election. So we have some time to get our Democratic candidate. The Republicans have already chosen a candidate. He's a state representative, I believe, from Washington, PA, and very Trumpy. Love to have all the issues that Trump spouts or says he would definitely support. So we need to have someone that's just be strong, a strong candidate against him. That's all.
Very good. And really speak for, of course, all the issues that you guys fight for up there.
Yes, yes. And labor, and for labor, and for working families. And I think that's very important.
Well, very good. So, well, this is a very interesting contest here. I appreciate you giving folks opportunity to hear a little bit about some of those candidates. And before we head to break here, if people want to find out more about this special election or more about these candidates, where would be the best place you would recommend people should go to?
Well, if you go online, I'm sure in the state Department of Elections, what do they call it? State, the Department of State in the state, I'm sure there's a lot of information. And if you have any specific issues that you're interested in or something, we have a Facebook, our Labor Council has a Facebook, the Greater West Warner County Labor Council Facebook page, and we'd be happy to address any issues or comments on there too.
Okay, very good. All right. Well, we need to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more with Harriet Ellenberger and the voice of Westmoreland. This is Nathan Ruggles here with you. Be back in a moment.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You know what really gets a party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use, like, anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Attention men under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes let's grab dinner and a movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you've practiced how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, "Good evening, officer." A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed even though the law calls it drunk? You could kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, "I'm a catch," more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone.
I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison, why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Nathan Ruggles here with you, and welcome back to the Voice of Westmoreland. We have Harriet Ellenberger here in studio. Real quick, though, we do want to thank the Teamsters, as well as the Operating Engineers Local 66, for supporting the programming here. So, Harriet, thanks so much for dropping in the studio to let us all know all the latest and greatest from the Westmoreland Labor Council.
My pleasure, my pleasure.
So just before the break, we were talking about the election past and election coming up here. But that's not all that's been that goes on in Westmoreland County as far as Labor Council is concerned.
No,
you've got other things coming up.
Yes,
well.
Very much so. Well, let me tell you some nice things that are coming. We're going to have a Christmas party on December the 18th. And everyone that's a union member that lives in Westmoreland County is invited to bring a carload of people to Overly's Country Christmas light display. Have you ever been to Overly's Country Christmas, Nathan?
I have not.
It's wonderful. It's a drive-through Christmas display with all kinds of lights. And this year, last year they had the community college build them a fantastic, huge locomotive that's made out of steel, so it's shiny, and it's like wire. It's so cool. It's
so
the
coolest
thing.
So this is like a life-size
thing?
It's
huge. It's at least life-size. And then the year before, the community college, and this is through their, would it be their welding group? Yes,
okay.
The community college. They built these huge snowmen out of wire kind of things.
Okay.
And they're all lit up and they're neat.
Now,
are these
permanent structures? Is this something they take down and put up?
No, they take them down and put them up because they do this at the Overly's Country Christmas is at the Westmoreland County Fairgrounds.
Oh, okay. All
and right. You drive out there and you go in and our Christmas party on December 18th, you pay whoever goes a carload.
It's
$15
okay.
a carload. So you stuff as many kids
so
and people
your,
as you get in
your
a car.
Van and pack
I think
them in.
A van's a little more expensive.
Oh,
I think
okay.
they do charge a little more for a van, but for a carload. So and then you go and ride through this light display, and they have a lot of new displays this year. When I've been a volunteer there for probably 17 years.
Oh, so this has been going on for a bit.
Oh, a long time.
How long has it been going on?
I think about 25 years.
Okay.
They started out at the man at Overly's, Mr. Overly's house, and he started just decorating his house. And people would go by, and somebody suggested that he take a donation up for that. So he got young people to be elves, and they collected money for the children's hospital. That was the original.
Oh, very good.
But then the neighbors all complained because you couldn't get through. He lives on a road near me.
You understand.
And
understand.
So then they moved it 1 year to the Idlewild, which that didn't work out so well. The traffic out there didn't work out for some reason. So then they moved it to the county fairgrounds. And it's about 3, maybe 4 acres, maybe more than that of property. It must got to be more than that. Anyway, but you drive through, getting back to my driving through thing.
Yes.
And
you said they have some new stuff this year.
Yes, they have all kinds of new stuff. Then you park, and you get out of your car, and you go, and they have a fire, a huge bonfire, and we have hamburgers and hot dogs. They have a little country kitchen that they sell hamburgers and hot dogs. They have cookies and hot chocolate.
Wouldn't be the season without cookies.
Yeah,
cookies, right?
Like
not chocolate.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
And they have a sweet shop with fantastic chocolate things in it that's awesome. And then they have Santa Claus. Santa Claus is there every night. And you can get your picture taken with Santa Claus and sit on his lap, and it's so cool. So it's a wonderful thing, and it's a wonderful thing. Last year we had over 100 people come through for the union, for our picnic.
On that night.
On that night. Picnic, yes.
And when is the night
for
this
our
year?
Party. It is Monday, December 18th.
Okay.
And if you're interested to come, you can go online to our Facebook page with the Greater Westmoreland County Labor Council, and it's advertised on there, and it'll tell you how to get your coupons.
Okay.
You pay your way in, and we give you coupons for hamburgers, hot dogs, cookie, and popcorn. And then you can, and also a coupon to get your picture taken with Santa Claus.
Very good. Very
so
good.
It's really cool. So we invite everyone. It's a union people. It's a good way to meet a lot of your union brothers and sisters and members. So that's the one thing that we are doing, and we hope you know, everyone can come and do that. Our meeting for our Labor Council is on Monday, November 20th. And it's, as always, at the Hempfield No. 2 Fire Department in Greensburg, starting at 7 o'clock. And it's, we always have snacks. So it's always, we always have cookies or something. Well,
food is always attractive.
We always said, feed them and they will come, right?
That's right. That is absolutely right.
So it's always my husband's, that was always my husband's theory. And at the meeting on the 20th, you can learn how the council can help with your union. If you're a union person and you're having an issue with your where your workplace or whatever, come and join our meeting, and we will talk about how we can help. We can write letters. We can petition the commissioners. We can do perhaps all sorts of things that you union people need.
Absolutely. It's, yeah. It's all about solidarity. Right?
Yes,
coming
yes,
together.
Exactly. And this is, that's what our labor council is. It's all the unions that are in Westmoreland County gather together, and they send representatives. And the whole idea is that we work on problems and things that are union issues. And one of the things, that we've worked on, and we've actually had forums on, is the is the gerrymandering in Pennsylvania, which is really a big problem.
I think you had the Fair
voting.
District's PA
yeah, we did.
Speaker up there,
yes,
right?
We did, and it was great. And then we will also, this time, we'll have more information on the special election, because we'll by the 20th, we will know who our candidate is. And we also have a retiree group that is brand new. And our president, Walter Geiger, just retired from AFSCME, maybe 6 months ago. But he has helped form a retiree group. So anyone that's a retiree that's not in an organized group is welcome to come to our meeting and join with this retiree group so they have a voice. And I think it's a wonderful thing. And they can volunteer for different things or do whatever.
So there'll be information about that at the meeting.
There's always information about that. But I'm just would like to invite anyone that's a retiree and doesn't have a retiree group within their union to come and participate. We'd love to have them.
Very good.
The other things is we do a lot of community service. And we do a lot of community service and civil rights issues. And we help charity organizations. One of our organizations is CASA. An organization that helps young people and children in the courts. They're an advocate for children in the courts, and that's one of our organizations that we help.
So you have it's like a subcommittee or a group that.
When they have things that are going on, we help. We participate in their adventures and in their
very good
events. The other thing is. We just are happy to have the union people come to our meeting and just enjoy each other's company. And I think that's a big part of the Labor Council is just people getting together with like minds and talking about issues that affect their issues.
Now, how often do you meet?
Oh, we meet once a month, every month. It's always the third Monday of the month.
Okay.
And we meet at Hempfield 2 Fire Department
at
7 o'clock.
Okay.
And this is the third Monday. The only two, January and February, we meet on the fourth Monday because of the holidays. But other than that.
I was about to say, coming up, but not until January. So.
Yeah, January. The third, it will be the fourth Monday because of, Martin Luther King Day? Or?
Yeah, it would make sense in January.
January, and I'm trying to think what the other one
is. President's Day, perhaps.
Maybe, yes. I think it is President's Day.
So looking ahead to future meetings, do you have anything coming up on the horizon behind this besides a special election that we should be looking out for?
I think we do want to do some more work with the gerrymandering and also with the 2018 elections will be coming very soon, and we'll want to be more involved because it's important that we have union like-minded people elected. So I'm sure we'll be having a lot of committees and programs that we can make, you know, have that, have people get more involved in the 2018 election.
Well, excellent. Well, you know, it's obviously you guys are always very busy. You're always doing all kinds of things. And it's wonderful that you're giving people that opportunity to get involved in that way. With all these events coming up.
Well, thank you. I think we try. We keep trying. Keep working on it.
Well, and especially the elections coming up, and next year being a big election year.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Harriet, for coming on down here as always, and dropping in and tell us all the latest and greatest that's going on.
I'm happy to come, and it's wonderful if people will come and actually get more involved. That's what we really need.
Well, and they should. And I know they can head to your Facebook page, right, for more
information.
Right.
It's the Greater Westmoreland County Labor Council Facebook page. And please come to the meeting on Monday, 20th.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Harriet, for coming in. And this has been the Voice of Westmoreland. Nathan Ruggles here with you today. Thanks for joining us.